you know, the legislature basically say that the city's control starts at the ground air interface, the ground and above. Mm-hmm. And so there's certainly a lot of tactics that you could take if you can't control what's happening under the ground, what's happening over the ground. As far as access of trucks, you know, regulation of noise, all that kind of thing, which would serve to hinder or delay or to drive up the cost of projects.
Right.
That's a big part of it, is just driving up the cost of projects.
Okay.
So any delaying tactics, particularly if it requires any legal matters, lawsuits, courtrooms, everything like that, is a cost that makes it less attractive,
right,
to the drillers. And I think in the end, rather than anything that Denton did, I think it was simply the whole economics of it that has largely kept fracking out of the city,
mm-hmm.
Confined to the county. But my understanding is that there's only been like 40 permits issued this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and that's countywide, so I think that ultimately it was economics that has driven fracking out of the city of Denton. I think it's just too hard to mobilize a crew in a well in Denton.
Okay.
When, you know, they have to move all the way up from the Permian Basin to get a crew going.
Right.
As opposed to down there, they just move over 100 feet and start again. So I think ultimately it hasn't been the citizenry pushing back against the I think the reality is that the economics for it just haven't been here. I think if they had had a huge strike up here,
mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the vicinity, that we'd be covered with frack sites right now. So.
Mm-hmm.